Welcome to ELDT Passenger and Bus Endorsement. Over the course of this program, you will be introduced to the laws, regulations, and best practices for driving a passenger bus. At the end of the program, you will take a comprehensive exam. We will then notify the appropriate agencies of your completion within one business day, and you can go to your appropriate state agency, it varies by states, to obtain your endorsement on your CDL license. How to respond to a crash in order to prevent additional crashes or injuries. In the event of a bus crash, a bus driver should follow specific procedures to prevent additional crashes or injuries. Here are general guidelines. 1. Ensure safety first. Immediately assess the situation and prioritize the safety of passengers, pedestrians, and other vehicles. Activate the hazard lights to alert other drivers about the emergency. 2. Call for emergency assistance. Dial emergency services, example 911, to report the crash and provide necessary details about the location and the situation. 3. Check for injuries. Assess the condition of passengers and provide necessary assistance to those who are injured. Follow any first aid procedures you are trained in. 4. Evacuate if necessary. If the bus is in a dangerous position, example risk of fire or further collisions, evacuate passengers to a safe location away from the crash site. 5. Secure the scene. Set up warning triangles or flares to alert oncoming traffic and create a safe perimeter around the crash site. 6. Communicate with authorities. Cooperate with law enforcement and emergency responders. Provide accurate information about the crash and follow their instructions. 7. Do not admit fault. Avoid admitting fault or making statements that could be interpreted as an admission of guilt. Stick to providing factual information. 8. Document the scene. If possible, take photos of the crash scene, including any damages to vehicles involved. Collect names and contact information of witnesses. 9. Report the incident to the company. Notify the bus company or transportation authority about the crash as soon as possible. Follow their procedures for reporting accidents. 10. Seek medical attention. If the bus driver or passengers require medical attention, seek it promptly. Follow any post-accident medical protocols. 11. Cooperate with investigations. If there is an investigation into the crash, cooperate fully with authorities and provide any requested information. By following these steps, a bus driver can contribute to minimizing the impact of a crash and ensuring the safety of passengers and others on the road. It's crucial for bus drivers to be trained in emergency response procedures to handle such situations effectively. How to communicate with passengers and other motorists following a crash. Communication is crucial for a bus driver following a crash, both with passengers on the bus and with other motorists. Here's a guide on how a bus driver should communicate in the aftermath of a crash, communicating with passengers. 1. Remain calm. Stay calm and composed to reassure passengers. Projecting a sense of control can help prevent panic. 2. Provide clear instructions. Clearly communicate the situation to passengers and provide instructions on what they should do. This may include staying seated, moving to a safe location, or evacuating the bus. 3. Assist injured passengers. If there are injured passengers, inform them that help is on the way and provide any immediate assistance or first aid within your training. 4. Reassure passengers that their safety is the top priority and that emergency services are being contacted. 5. Encourage calm behavior. Discourage panic or chaotic behavior. Encourage passengers to remain calm and follow safety protocols. 6. Use the intercom system. If the bus is equipped with an intercom system, use it to communicate with passengers collectively. Provide updates and guidance. 7. Answer questions. Be prepared to answer questions from passengers to the best of your ability. If you don't have certain information, inform them that emergency services are handling the situation. Communicating with other motorists. 1. Activate hazard lights. Immediately activate the hazard lights to alert other motorists about the emergency situation. 2. Use reflective devices. If available, use reflective devices, cones, or triangles to make the crash site more visible to other drivers. 3. Signal for assistance. Signal for assistance by using emergency flares or other signaling devices if necessary and if it can be done safely. 4. Avoid blame or arguments. When interacting with other motorists, avoid assigning blame or engaging in arguments. Focus on ensuring everyone's safety. 5. Exchange information. exchange necessary information with other involved motorists, including names, contact details, and insurance information. Avoid discussing fault. 6. Cooperate with law enforcement. Cooperate fully with law enforcement. Provide accurate information about the crash when requested. 7. Follow authorities' instructions. Follow any instructions given by law enforcement or emergency responders. They will direct traffic and manage the situation. Remember, clear and calm communication is key to managing the aftermath of a crash effectively. Bus drivers should prioritize the safety and well-being of passengers and collaborate with other motorists and emergency responders to ensure a coordinated response. How to notify appropriate authorities of a crash and what information to provide. When a bus driver is involved in a crash, it is crucial to promptly notify the appropriate authorities and provide them with essential information. Here's a step-by-step guide on how a bus driver should notify authorities and the information they should provide. 1. Ensure immediate safety. Prioritize the safety of passengers and others involved in the crash. Follow emergency procedures to ensure everyone's well-being. 2. Call emergency services. Dial the emergency services number, e.g. 911 in the United States, to report the crash. Provide the following information: location of the crash, type of vehicles involved, bus, other vehicles, number of passengers on the bus, any injuries and the severity, any hazards or special circumstances. 3. Provide basic information. Share your basic information with emergency services, including your name and contact number. Be prepared to answer questions about the situation. 4. Cooperate with law enforcement. When law enforcement arrives at the scene, cooperate fully. Provide your driver's license, vehicle registration, and insurance information. 5. Report to bus company or transportation authority. Notify your bus company or transportation authority as soon as possible. Follow the company's specific procedures for reporting accidents. Provide the following information: date and time of the crash, description of the incident, names of passengers involved, any injuries or medical assistance required, details of other vehicles involved if applicable. 6. Exchange information with other parties. If there are other vehicles involved, exchange necessary information, including names, contact details, insurance information, and vehicle registration numbers. 7. Document the scene. Take photos of the crash scene, including damages to vehicles and any relevant road signs or signals. Document the scene as thoroughly as possible. 8. Provide witness information. If there are witnesses to the crash, collect their names and contact information. This information may be valuable for investigations. 9. Follow company protocols. Adhere to any specific protocols or reporting requirements outlined by your bus company or transportation authority. 10. Cooperate with investigations. If there is an investigation into the crash, drivers should cooperate fully with authorities. 11. Seek legal and company advice. Drivers should consult with their bus companies and, if necessary, seek legal advice from a licensed attorney. By following these steps, a bus driver can ensure that authorities are notified promptly and are provided with the necessary information to manage the aftermath of the crash effectively. It is important to remain calm, collected, and cooperative throughout the process. How to assess a fire and properly use a fire extinguisher. Assessing a fire: 1. Prioritize safety. The safety of passengers is the top priority. In case of a fire, quickly but calmly assess the situation. 2. Activate emergency systems. Activate the bus's emergency systems, such as turning on hazard lights, sounding the horn, and signaling for passengers to prepare for evacuation. 3. Determine the location of the fire. Identify the location of the fire on the bus. This could be in the engine compartment, wheel well, or interior of the bus. 4. Assess the size of the fire. Determine the size and intensity of the fire. If it's a small fire that can be safely extinguished and there is no immediate danger, consider using a fire extinguisher. 5. Evaluate escape routes. Assess available escape routes for passengers. If the fire is not controllable, prioritize the safe evacuation of passengers. 6. Communicate with passengers. Use the intercom system or give clear verbal instructions to passengers. Inform them about the situation and guide them on evacuation procedures if necessary. 7. Evacuate if necessary. If the fire is large, spreading rapidly, or poses an immediate threat, initiate the evacuation process. Ensure passengers move quickly and calmly to a safe location away from the bus. Using a fire extinguisher, 1, select the right type of extinguisher. Ensure you have the correct type of fire extinguisher for the fire. Different extinguishers are designed for different types of fires, e.g. Class A, B, C, or a combination. 2, remember PASS. Follow the PASS acronym when using a fire extinguisher. Pull the pin to unlock the extinguisher. Aim the nozzle or hose at the base of the fire. Squeeze the handle to discharge the extinguishing agent. Sweep from side to side, covering the base of the fire until it is extinguished. 3. Maintain a safe distance. Stand at a safe distance from the fire, but close enough for effective use of the extinguisher. 4. Watch for reignition. After extinguishing the fire, monitor the area for any signs of reignition. Be prepared to use the extinguisher again if necessary. 5. Evacuate if needed. If the fire cannot be controlled with the extinguisher, or if it reignites, prioritize the safety of yourself and passengers. Evacuate immediately. 6. Report the incident. Contact emergency services and report the fire incident. Provide them with accurate information about the situation. Remember that a bus driver's primary responsibility is passenger safety. If the fire is beyond control or poses a significant risk, evacuation is the priority. Bus drivers should also be trained in fire safety procedures as part of their overall emergency response training. How to document a crash? 1. Ensure safety. Prioritize the safety of passengers and yourself. Activate hazard lights and follow emergency procedures to address any immediate safety concerns. 2. Contact emergency services. Dial emergency services, e.g. 911, to report the crash. Provide essential details about the location, injuries, and the situation. Request medical assistance if needed. 3. Activate hazard lights. Turn on the bus's hazard lights to alert other motorists about the emergency situation. 4. Assist passengers. Attend to any injured passengers and provide necessary assistance. Follow first aid procedures if required. 5. Exchange information. Exchange contact and insurance information with other parties involved in the crash, including drivers of other vehicles. Collect names, addresses, phone numbers, and insurance details. 6. Document scene details. Take clear and comprehensive photographs of the crash scene, capturing damages to vehicles involved, road conditions, traffic signals and signs, weather conditions, any contributing factors, e.g. skid marks. Note vehicle information. Record details of the bus and other vehicles involved, including vehicle make, model, and year. License plate numbers. Vehicle identification numbers, VINs. 8. Gather witness information. Collect names and contact information from any witnesses to the crash. Ask if they are willing to provide statements, as their accounts can be valuable for investigations. 9. Observe surroundings. Note any relevant details about the surroundings, such as landmarks, addresses, or nearby businesses. This information can assist in the investigation. 10. Provide driver information. Provide your driver's license, registration, and insurance information to law enforcement and other parties involved. 11. Cooperate with authorities. Cooperate fully with law enforcement. Answer questions truthfully and provide any additional information requested. 12. Complete company accident report. Complete your company or school's accident report and turn it in to your supervisor promptly. 13. Seek medical attention. If you or your passengers require medical attention, seek it promptly and follow up with any additional recommended services. 14. Follow up with company. Once you have documented the crash with your company or school, follow up with your manager or administration to verify there is nothing left for you to do. By following these steps, a bus driver can document a crash thoroughly, contributing to an accurate and comprehensive record of the incident. This documentation is essential for investigations, insurance claims, and ensuring that appropriate actions are taken in the aftermath of the crash.